Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue a week focused on a time to remember, we're going to look at remembering the laws of God. So many times we get caught up in life. And we get caught up doing our own thing. Doing what feels right or what seems right or what others say is right or what we've been told is right. But how often do we compare those things to what God says is right? In Psalm 119, verse 52, the psalmist writes and says, "I remember your ancient laws, O God, and I find comfort in them." There's something that ought to be comforting to the Christian in remembering and keeping the laws of God. God tells us that His laws, His word is meant for our benefit. James writes and says that the one who gazes into the perfect law of God gives freedom, is blessed. And we get thinking about laws. We think about the laws of the city and the state and the country that we live in, and we typically think of those laws as things that, well, restrict us. A speed limit law that says we can't or we shouldn't drive faster than a certain speed on the highways. A tax law that says that we must give part of our money or income to the government. And yet, God's laws are designed just as the governments are supposed to be, and I would say most of them are, designed to protect us. Years ago, I first read of studies, and have read since then as well, of children in playgrounds. And it was found that if you developed a playground and left it open, unfenced, wanting to give a sense of freedom, that children would tend to congregate in groups in the middle or near the middle of the playground. They were not comfortable, for the most part, exploring the open field. However, when you would put a fence around the playground, it was found that the children would more likely go out and explore and play in every inch of that field, of that area. They knew where their boundaries were. They knew where they would feel safe. And when we live life in a way that remembers God's laws, that's what ought to bring us comfort. It ought to bring us a sense of security, a sense of safety. We know the boundaries. We know where we will be safe. And so as we consider what a new year might look like, it's good to pause and remember the laws of God. But not only remember the laws of God, but making new commitment to filtering what you think, what you do, what you say through those laws. When you find yourself questioning whether something ought to be said or something ought to be done, spend time with God in prayer in His Word. And see how it lines up with what He's told us. What He's asked of us. You see, so often we look at life. And many times we have a desire to do something. But we evaluate it solely on criteria that may be good, but it's not the best. And the best criteria is what does God want? There are times when I believe God prompts us and His Spirit convicts us to do something, to say something to someone, to share with someone, to give. And we talk ourselves out of it. It's not safe there. It's not appropriate. It's not proper. It's not expected. It makes me uncomfortable. We have all kinds of reasons. But what does God say? Likewise, we often, on the other hand, have things that we want to do. And so we kind of deliberately don't consider what God might want, what He might say, because this is what we like. And I know many times, at least in my life, it becomes difficult to accurately determine, am I doing this or am I not doing it, based out of my heart's decision or based out of what God wants? And the only way that I've found for me to determine that is to go to God. To recruit others to pray with me, to pray about the situation, about the decision that needs made. To talk with God and to listen to Him, to spend time in His Word until that comfort of His laws covers me. And I think it probably depends a little bit on our nature. I'm not a risk taker at nature at all. And so when something comes up that seems a bit risky, and there's a sense in my spirit that I ought to do it, oftentimes, for me, that's God's Spirit. It's His prompting. If the leaning is towards staying in a comfort zone, that's usually me. But I also know people that are just the opposite. They don't like to be comfortable in a day-to-day routine. They want to risk every day. And when God calls them to sit back, to rest, to listen, it's easy to miss because it's not what they want. You see, when we learn to remember God's laws, we discover that, well, that He's in charge. And that His charge, His being in charge, His laws are meant not to harm us or to hurt us, but to prosper us, to do good for us. And today, as you remember God's laws, it's my prayer, and I hope it's your prayer, that you will remember them in ways that you keep them. You will remember them in times of difficulty. You will remember them in times of success. You will remember them in every decision you make. And that by remembering His laws, you will be comforted by His promises that His law contains. As we pray today, I would encourage you to pray for wisdom, for strength, for discernment, for a greater desire to remember and keep the laws of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love is so incredible, it's so great that You have given us laws for our good. Laws that instruct us. Laws that help us. Laws that protect us. Laws that comfort us. Laws that are filled with promise. Laws that are filled with warning. Your word contains all that is needed for every good deed that You would call us to do. All that is needed for instruction and correction and discipline and training in righteousness. So God, today help us to not only remember Your laws, to remember they exist, but to remember them in a way that we keep them, that we do what they say, that we do find comfort. As we gaze into that perfect law which gives freedom. Father, may we live with the freedom to serve others, with the freedom to listen to You and to do the very things that You call us to do, that You've equipped us to do, that those things that You've prepared in advance that are ours to do. May we grow in relationship with You so that the hesitations in our life, the questioning, the uncertainty would melt away as we grow in confidence of what Your Word tells us. As we run to the very fences that You've put up to protect us. And we cover every inch of territory that You've given us to do life in. Father, today may we not only remember Your laws and apply them to ourselves, but may we find ways to share them with others. May they see the comfort Your Word brings to us, and may they desire that. And in our sharing of Your laws, may we lift up Jesus as the one who has made things right between us and You. As the one that has given His Spirit to help us. And as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.